In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Hope everyone is doing just wonderful this fine Monday morning, and I'm gonna really shake things up for you today. I know that's what everybody appreciates, a great deal of change on Monday morning, but I just wanted to dedicate this, basically the entire part of today's newscast, or at least the news part of it, to Jack Easley. Jack, last week, was in Frankfort to receive a tremendous honor. It was the Kentucky Governor's Service Award, and it was for Jack's nearly decade-long dedication to combating substance abuse and guiding individuals toward recovery. Now, Jack has an incredible story about his own recovery. Says he's still in recovery. He's 57 years old, and we spoke yesterday after church for a good while. And I think you'll enjoy listening to this. And again, we'll have some more news for you at the end of my conversation with Jack Easley. So I just asked Jack to tell me his personal story, and then I follow up with some questions about the award that he had bestowed upon him last week by the governor's office, and just chatted a bit about the things that he does for the court system, for the individuals that he is helping get into recovery. So we began our conversation with me asking Jack, you know, how he approaches individuals who come to him and are in need of some help to recover from substance abuse, or someone who has been sent to him by the court system, and just his initial conversation with those people and how he gains their trust right off the bat.
Well, when I meet with someone, and in order for them to feel comfortable with me, I just talk to them about why I do what I do and how I was lost in addiction myself and come to a point in my life where I was tired of it and didn't want it anymore, and it was totally broken and the worst of the worst. And I try to give them hope by letting them know that, hey, I was this bad. I was as bad as you are. And I was able to overcome it, and then I let them know how it is that I've done it through Celebrate Recovery and through God, and through working the steps of the 12-step program, and just changing their life completely, all aspects of it. And everybody that we've ever run around with and close ties that are not going in the same direction, all those ties have got to be broken. Even if that means a family member.
Mm-hmm. And Jack, you donate your services, and I know you work for the Marian Baptist Outreach, but some other organizations. Kind of explain your role in the community and then the court system.
Well, in 2015 is when I first started assisting individuals and obtaining drug rehabilitation services. And what started out as helping a few quickly grew into managing treatment for dozens and leading to the establishment of a full-fledged recovery program through Marian Baptist Church and Celebrate Recovery. I was already involved in that and got involved in that in 2014 for my own recovery. That just grew into me arranging treatment referrals for the courts, monitoring the process and progress, and drug testing, and then collaborating with the courts and attorneys, probation officers, law enforcement, to ensure that the individuals receive appropriate care and support. Along at that same time, I was elevating up in the Celebrate Recovery program and become a Silver Recovery Kentucky State Representative in 2016. And then I think in 2019 is when I was elevated up to over the whole state and of Kentucky for the Silver Recovery State Representative team lead, overseeing all 120 counties.
What does that entail, Jack? I mean, do you all meet regularly, or is this something that's done through just coordination, email, electronic conversations? How's it go?
We have state reps that are under me. We have Zoom meetings once a month, and then we have a couple times a year that we meet. One of the times is in California at Saddleback Church, where Silver Recovery first began in 1991. But we coordinate mostly regularly through Zoom, all the state reps with Kentucky and all the state reps across the nation. It's all broken down in regions. Kentucky falls underneath the Southeast Servants region. Everything south and everything east of Kentucky is part of that region of the country.
Mm-hmm. And is Celebrate Recovery the only program that you represent, or are there others?
Celebrate Recovery, I'm a state representative for Miriam Baptist Outreach and Recovery Services. I'm the director for Miriam Baptist Church of that ministry. And so that's the two ministries that I'm involved in. Now, I promote AA and NA. I promote all kinds of recovery programs if I feel like that. I really believe that they work and help people. But Miriam Baptist Outreach Recovery, I'm the director of, and then of course Celebrate Recovery, I'm state rep of. And so that's the two main ones, the two main hats that I wear.
How many people do you feel like that you have had some sort of an impact on their, their ability to recover from this?
That's real hard to. I don't know. A couple years ago, I think we had come up with. At that point in time, I'd already helped over 1,000 men and women be released from custody into rehab programs, mainly faith-based programs. But besides the ones that I go into the jails, there's many others that help us right off the streets.
Mm-hmm. So we can easily say it's in the thousands. And I know, of course, I have a unique observation point sometime in watch you work in the courts, because I'm there as a reporter, and I see that you go to bat for people who are really, that you feel sincere about their recovery. But then I've seen you be very honest with the judges. So you have to walk a thin line, don't you, between what's right and what's wrong?
Yes, and it is a thin line. But the people I work with, I think they respect me because they know that I've got their best interest at heart. When they're doing good, really trying, I'm really going to brag on them. But at the same time, if they're not doing good and they're not trying, I'm not going to overlook that. That does not help them at all. And so it is a fine line, but everybody knows where I stand. And I make that clear, and I don't waver in that.
And you have to be honest, because you have to have the trust of the prosecutors, the judges, and everybody, right?
Yes, exactly. And I feel like that's the main reason I'm allowed to do what I do, is because they know what they're hearing coming from me is actually what's happening. And they have trust that I'm telling them the truth about a person, good or bad.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've created quite a network for yourself as well, because you know, the court, I've seen when it was struggling to find someone who it felt needed to be in rehabilitation somewhere, and they can't find an empty bed, is what they, the way they phrase that, an empty slot somewhere at one of these either faith-based centers or whatever type of rehabilitation, long-term in-house rehabilitation programs. And it seems like you really know where these slots exist.
After 10 years of doing this, and there's, you know, there's all kinds of recovery programs out there, and not all of them are good. And so one thing is, I will not send anybody anywhere that I have not personally been to that facility, met with the people, looked at the facility, know how it runs and operates, because there's a lot of bad actors out there that do not have the client's best interest. Because there is money to be made in treatment. But so I just make sure that I know the place I'm sending them to. I know the history. I've been there. I know the people. I know what the facility looks like. And I just, you know, I've got a handful of places that I use regularly. Our three counties, Union, Webster, and Crittenden, some of these programs solely run off of our clientele that we're sending out of these three counties, because they are good programs, and so since they are, I'm going to use them, and we use them a lot. Mm-hmm.
And you were in, was it Lexington or Frankfort last week?
Frankfort.
Yeah, in Frankfort. So the governor, Governor Andy Beshear, bestowed this honor on you. And I know you and the judge and Commonwealth Attorney, Circuit Judge Daniel Hetty, Commonwealth Attorney Zach Greenwell were there. Tell us about this award, what it was, you know, what it was for, and also your reaction to it.
Well, unbeknownst to me, I had been nominated for this award back last year, and Judge Daniel Hetty had nominated me for it. And then I guess there was a selection process that went on. I knew nothing about any of this was happening. And then I don't know, I think maybe around January of this year, the governor's office had made their selections based on the nominees. And I was blessed to be able to be the one selected for the Adult Volunteer Service Award, Governor's Adult Volunteer Service Award. And that award was presented every couple of years, sometimes annually, to an adult in the state that they feel has earned this award for their volunteer service of helping Kentuckians throughout the state. Mm-hmm.
And selection is based on the court system's nomination. Is that correct?
Well, it was in my case, and so anybody can be nominated for these awards. And I guess, as my understanding, they can be nominated by any entity. It just so happens that the volunteer work that I do is through the courts, and so it was a member of the court that actually nominated me for this award.
Yeah. Well, Jack, congratulations. I know I see you in action, as I said, quite often. I know you work hard and you're very sincere about what you do. And I can see the trust the court system has in you as well. And we appreciate you. And I know those people who you have helped change their lives certainly appreciate you. So good work.
Thank you so very much. I'm awful grateful and blessed to even be able to do it. And I wake up every morning eager to get up and do what I do, and that's something I'm really grateful for.
And after this commercial message, I'll be right back with an abbreviated form of today's news.
Do you need interior design assistance? If so, contact Shane Waters at SLW Solutions. Shane provides interior design, including draperies and decorating advice. That's SLW Solutions, Shane Waters, 270-704-0623.
And in local news, preschool screenings begin tomorrow on Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 to 6 p.m. at the elementary school. That's Crittenden County Elementary School. Now, if you have a young lady interested in Junior Pro Cheer, they're gearing up and we'll have sign-ups for cheerleading from 9 to 11 a.m. on May 3rd, May 17th, and May 31st, all at the Crittenden County Armory. That'll be down in the lower level of the Armory, and that the Armory is over on Rochester Street in Marion. Registration will close on May 31st. If you have any questions, give Summer Gardner a call at 270-704-9999. It's 4 9s, 704-9999. It's hard to say. Or Brittany Buell Schneider. You can get her at 270-969-1721. In local obituaries, Shaylin Nicole Martin, 44, of Marion, passed away April 23rd at the Ray and Kay Eckstein Hospice Center in Paducah. Also, Carlos Errol Leet, 92, of Dalton, Kentucky, formerly of Crittenden County, passed away on April 23rd at Baptist Health Deaconess in Madisonville. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Well, the big news around the sports world, at least in the world that we live in, Livingston Central yesterday won its second straight All-A Classic softball championship. They won the state tournament over in Owensboro, beating Ballard Memorial by a score of 12-0 in the championship game. Now, Crittenden County's girls will get to see both of those teams this week. The Lady Rockets play at Livingston on Thursday, and then we'll host Ballard Memorial on Friday here out here at Marion Crittenden County Park. Just to tell you how dominant Livingston Central was in this state tournament, they outscored opponents 73-2. That's right, they allowed just 2 runs, and that was in the first game they played in pool play, and then shut out the next 5 opponents en route to the All-A Classic State Championship. So congratulations, Coach Matt Hargrove and his outstanding softball team down at Livingston Central. In other sports action, the boys' baseball team will be at home this afternoon against Hopkins Central. First pitch, 5:45 p.m. That's a wrap on today's show. Thank you. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.